Track 26. Module 4. Speaking. Page 64. Exercise 3.
Okay, so I think we can say that the internet has revolutionized the provision of news and information. I must say that, personally, I no longer buy newspapers, but read them online. And the fact that, you know, a lot of newspapers offer free access to articles means that I am able to read several articles on the same story, if I like. So, I think the internet enables users to gain a more objective view of world news, if they want. The problem with tabloids, and even with broadsheet newspapers, is that they cannot avoid some kind of bias coming through. Editors place restrictions on what is published, often due to lack of space as much as anything. They also make conscious decisions about where to place stories, thus influencing whether they are likely to be read or not. However, newspaper websites get round this by presenting their contents on the homepage, making it easier for readers to choose an article they are interested in. With regard to the TV and radio, news programs are restricted by time, and restrictions are often stricter here, I believe. But I'm not suggesting that online articles are more objective in themselves, or that the quality of writing is any better. What does happen online is that readers are able to post comments immediately after an article and generate discussion. And I have to say, I sometimes find the comment section more interesting than the article that inspired it. Also, journalists are able to create their own blog, which is relatively free from editorial restriction, and these can also be extremely informative. And I think one final point I should mention about the internet is the speed with which news is now made available. We can now be informed of an event minutes after it happens, and current news items can be updated throughout the day.
Thank you. Generally, do you view yourself as a supporter of modern technology?